Welcome to Precipice, where we learn how to live life on the edge without falling off the cliff. This is episode 10. My name is Adetutu Ijoshe, and I'm your host. I'm a business and wellness advisor, consultant, and coach, amongst the many hats that I wear. For people who find my name difficult, please call me Ms. A, which is what many people already call me. That's easy to pronounce, and remember, last episode, which was episode 9, we took a programming break to talk about the precipice of violence the world is in right now, especially here in the US. We will be considering this subject from various angles. We should take 3 or 4 episodes. Today, we will take another programming break to talk about the value proposition of giving as a way of healing in a world on the precipice. The global financial ruin we are in today, which we traced to several issues including deficit financing, is real. We, however, must survive through it. How do we do this? Obviously, there are many changes that must take place, one of which is how we spend the money we have. Many nations and organizations and individuals give out a lot of money to support many issues, with the hope of reaping rewards from our maker for their giving, and are disappointed that the peace and tranquility they sought has not been achieved. People need to remember that it is not just giving that is important, but also the source of the money and the purpose that it will be used for by the receiver. We'll talk about the latter, that is, the receiver. That is the purpose that to be used for by the receiver. Each person is responsible for ensuring that they do the best in their ability to not become an accomplice to criminal activities, even if it is national or corporate crime. Since we are here to take care of the earth, whatever we do must be doing that. Consequently, if we are supporting activities that lead to violence, shedding of innocent blood, destruction of other people's economy, and so on, that giving cannot yield blessings to the giver. For example, if our purpose of giving aid is really to improve our bottom line without regard for the consequence on the receiver, and so we send out GMO food, genetically modified food, and experimental foodstuff, we're experimenting on, so that we're experimenting with the lives of others under a pretext of giving, it cannot yield the expected blessing. The lives we destroy, we cry against us. In the systems of the earth, which we are expecting to yield to us, it will not be recorded as giving, but as mass destruction of other humans. If we create unrests in other countries directly or indirectly and or indirectly, causing violence in those countries, it is not recorded as giving, but as murder. I hope these examples, which are committed by many countries all over the world, show us some of the reasons we are at a global precipice. There is no good stewardship of the fake wealth. Why should we be giving the real thing? We pretend to give aid, but all we do is satisfy our economic needs by increasing production in our economies while preventing the development of other people, that is, financing the destruction of the economic capacity of others in a bid to keep them under. We go in with aid that destroys the receiver of our so-called generosity. This does not take care of the earth. If we are given to activities that can only be achieved by mass murder in the name of medical or drug research, it is counted as murder. Human definition is irrelevant, only that of our maker, who has informed us that taking the lives of others is not acceptable, is relevant. It is not taking care of, but destroying the earth. We can make human laws to cover our activities, sanctioning murder, it will still be murder. We are not allowed to even kill animals unless it is for food. Therefore, experimenting with animals and humans would essentially be murder. These various mass murder schemes done in the name of doing good is one of the major reasons we are unable to turn around things on the earth. What we want to do with the financial prosperity we are seeking is unacceptable to the earth and our maker. The earth has a right to exist in tranquility and to be taken care of by its billions of children brought out of it to take care of it. As humans, if children refuse to take care of their parents, but instead go on a blatant destruction of everything their parents have, and deprive their parents of care, but use the parents' asset to destroy them, and destroy all the other children, and only delight in destruction, they will not receive any thanks or reward from their parents, but the parents will cut off their access to their wealth. That is what the earth is doing to the humans that has been brought forth from it. In today's world, many things are disguised as doing good, but which are actually mass murder schemes in disguise. At Precipice, our mission is to help us all understand the code of the human system we're a part of, so we can identify ways we are being led into ruin, so we can turn back from the precipice and be like Noah in his days. For this reason, we are providing an example of a way for people to actually give to life and not to murder. Our website and our associated websites give real life giving and saving information that enables people to get healing without destroying others. Our solutions are natural and take care of the earth. With this background, I will tell us about the GoFundMe.com fundraising campaign we have established in collaboration with our associated websites, wildlifesolutions.com and foodsthathealdaily.com. Our fundraiser is on GoFundMe.com. You can access the link from PrecipiceDecisionTraining.com just above the player or on the menu bar listed as GoFundMe. You can also access it through any of our associated websites. The title of our fundraiser is Donate to Fix Broken Wild Lives. If you go directly to GoFundMe.com, you can find it with our title or my name or WildLifeSolutions.com. On this podcast, we talk about the many ways in which the world is currently on the precipice and discuss how to pull back from the brink. While our associated websites, wildlifesolutions.com and foodsthathealdaily.com, provide practical solutions that help people to pull back from the brink. If we're not aware, the world is at a wildlife precipice and we're all dying. This is really a fight for all our lives, and we're racing against time. Our fundraiser invites all to join our parent website, wildlifesolutions.com, in the race against time to save us all. This podcast you are listening to is our latest effort to provide information about today's precipice edge world. Here is the story of how we got here. In 2014, as a miraculous survivor of life-threatening computer use-related health conditions that doctors could neither diagnose nor treat, I set up two websites, wildlifesolutions.com and foodsthathealdaily.com. Why did I do this? To provide urgently needed information to a world in self-annihilation from preventable computer use-related health conditions. Everyone I met who was referred to me had been misdiagnosed and were suffering from life-threatening conditions such as autoimmune hepatitis, various cancers, heart problems, diabetes, digestive issues, life-threatening iron deficiency symptoms and ailments, fibromyalgia and other pain-induced complications. Others had carpal tunnel and tendonitis and so on. The common thread in all of them was that they had all been misdiagnosed and were being given drugs that made things worse. They now had other health issues they did not start off with as a result of the treatment they had received. This was all very frustrating to me, as I had written 15 books available on Amazon.com, which were all slow despite the need for the information provided. I had also been interviewed on a few small radio shows as the networks were not interested, radio or TV. I could not get through. You had to spend a lot of money on publicists to get through, regardless of how urgently needed your information was, which I did not have. The few publicists I could afford were not able to break through, and no one responded to my phone calls or emails or forms filled on their website. I noticed that libraries, researchers, and other academics were the ones doing the limited purchase of my books. The ordinary people on the streets were not, but their healthcare cost was rising, quality of life was shrinking. In a bid to improve things in 2021, I decided to convert the two websites to membership websites to encourage more people to get access and to provide funding for advertisement. And I started a business advisory service to try to reach people through their pockets. As we started and we're doing our seminars, we ran into some glitches and we decided to revamp the website and started the revamp in October 2021. But got stuck due to financial challenges and have had to stop our seminars and other activities until the funds are available for the many fixes required. Finally, in 2022, I started a podcast aptly named Precipice, which is what we're listening on right now. That's what you're listening to. In acknowledgement of the precipice edge environment the world is in right now in every sector, health, finance, environment, peaceful coexistence, and so on. Nothing is working as the fundamental effect of computer use on our thinking, decision-making, and mental and other health issues has to be addressed before anything can work. It is a race against time to properly educate everyone about where we all really are at. In 2014, governments, corporations, and individuals were all complaining about healthcare costs. Everyone was complaining about climate change, financial crisis, and so on. But no one could link it to the mental and other health issues inherent in computer use. Those who could did not realize it could not be medicated away, and that the computer use culture meant that every system connected to our lives had to change to sustain that culture. This is 2022, and we're still at the same spot. Things have actually gone incredibly worse and not better, with human-induced pandemics, unprecedented levels of violence, civil polarization, and so on. The current path is unsustainable. The healthcare costs, for example, cannot be sustained. Now we have inflation and other financial crises. How is anyone going to survive? We need an urgent intervention that is available through the information provided to me by Amika in my time of crisis, which I know I'm meant to share with everyone else so each person has a chance. The most frustrating part is that most of the solutions are freely available in nature, and all we need to do is to accept that we have a maker who calls the shots, and that we humans are limited, and that true economic success can only be achieved when things are done as coded by him alone. We need to make changes such as diet and lifestyle changes, but not just any kind of changes. They must be targeted in the right way to meet the body's needs. For example, it is not just eating healthily. It is eating healthily specifically to provide the specific nutrients that are most heavily used up in computer use. This is not a matter of 40 years of research. It is a reversal of our way of thinking. We currently believe everything, including what common sense tells us, must be researched and everyone half dead before we make changes. And because we are just human computers and not our maker God, our research is faulty, providing faulty results. We fail to acknowledge that our understanding is limited to what we can see physically, which is the weakest part of the system of nature. The unseen part governs the operation of things in nature, and those parts are under the direct authority of our maker and the code he has put in place, which no research can reveal or alter. What we think we are seeing in many instances is not what we are seeing. But because we want to be right, we proclaim knowledge we do not have and lose many lives due to experimentation and our determination to solve everything by medication contrary to the coding of our being. We fail to acknowledge that food is the medicine coded with our bodies, and food is meant to be taken whole and without alteration, as we are coded systems, which means the processes are cast in stone. Obviously, this is a huge venture that requires massive public re-education in all areas of life. It is one that must be done if we are to survive. I have had limited funds for marketing and initially did not fully understand the challenges involved. I threw what money I had at things but got poor results. I paid out marketing fees to publicists who, because of the subject matter, were unable to make any headway. I needed a large budget to be able to make a way. It would take millions of dollars to achieve the required results. But because that kind of money cannot be raised on the platform, we have limited our target to $120,000 to begin the process. $20,000 will be for operations such as hosting, emailing services, campaign services, pro-plugging renewals and purchase, recording equipment, new computers, and so on. I want to use $100,000 as an advertising budget to hire an online SEO marketing company like ubersuggest.com to assist with the systems we need to put in place to achieve an online presence that can be built upon as more people get to know what today's Precipice Edge world is facing. Most are just concerned today about their jobs and paying their mortgage or rent and feeding their families and are frustrated with everything, not understanding that there is a fundamental underlying reason that they can actually correct to give them a better outcome in life. Everyone is scared of what the future holds, with all the violence, a lot of which, unbeknown to everyone, is directly related to our current computer use culture, which we have failed to implement the guardrails for due to ignorance. Please donate to help us make a difference in a world on the edge and in desperate need of the help we are able to provide, and become a member of our website system and invite others so we all as a community on the earth help each other to tie our boots and truly become each other's keeper. An act of love that is a true value proposition that the earth that carries us and our maker can accept and bless. This is a must share with everyone I know on social media and elsewhere type of donation drive. We all stand to gain if we succeed, and we all stand to lose if we fail. Even if you do not care about others, please join us by donating so you can be okay. You never know whose life will cross your path today or in the future, who needs the information we are providing so they can function properly and have a positive effect on your life when your paths do cross. This is where we end this episode. Please help us, as every cent counts. It does not matter how little you can donate. No, it all helps. Next time, we'll continue with our discussion about the precipice of violence the world is at today. We'll end today with a reminder of our request for financial help. Do come back as often as you need to and listen to this episode and the other episodes available. See you next time, and until then, here is to your success as you navigate your life through life at the precipice. Bye for now.